Right now, for the last time in 2021, we welcome in some of our favorite guests as we have the crew from the Cedar Room joining us.
Good morning.
We have Trish, BJ, and Hector joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful morning, isn't it?
Hey, a little brisk.
It's going to be the warmest day of the week, though.
Yes, that's what I understand. So
it's going to
be
wonderful.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an exciting week. And I, when Sean said that you guys were wanting to come in, BJ, I almost wanted to guess what you guys were coming in for. I'd imagine a little New Year's Eve planning, right?
No, we just missed talking to you, Tristan.
Two birds, one stone.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But no, yeah, the New Year's, what we're going to do. And
I did get my reservation in Tuesday.
Awesome.
Which was, I was worried I wasn't going to get one.
It has filled up extremely fast.
Good.
There's a few spots left, but very few.
So what's on the menu for New Year's Eve, Trish?
Oh, we've got, we brought in some quail from South Carolina.
Right.
We found out where it came from yesterday. Yeah, we brought in quail from South Carolina, so it's going to be an apricot tarragon glazed quail,
okay.
Wild rice with cherries, and sauteed butternut squash.
Wow.
So yeah, real fall. So it's
wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be great and delicious. Yeah.
Have you got to do any of the tasting on the quail yet?
Not quite yet. No, okay. No. Since it just came in yesterday, correct?
Yep, came in yesterday, and
so
we'll brine them and glaze them and roast them, and they'll be real good.
Oh wow,
we have a lot of quail fans. When we've served it in the past, it's always fun to see the little pile of bones. They look like you know, those toothpicks in a pile.
Oh, sure.
People just love to pick on those bones. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. So, BJ, there's still a few reservations if folks maybe want to jump on?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll try to get you in, even if you don't have a reservation. We'll try to get everybody in if we can.
Sure.
We try hard at that. And what the girls do at the host stand, if we are booked, what they'll do is they'll take down your phone number if you're a walk-in. And tell you know, if you want to take the time and wait 30 minutes to an hour, if you want to go walk downtown, maybe go get some ice cream or a drink at one of the other establishments, we'll definitely try and get you in. And the girls are doing a really good job. We have a really young staff up the front, and they are really coming along really strong.
They're very welcoming, too. Very, very welcoming.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot of fun. Yeah, and if they get in a pickle, they run and grab one of us to help them out, but they do a good job.
They freak out, right? Because this is a real world job.
Yeah, high pressure sometimes. It's the restaurant industry, Hector.
The
you know better than I do. It's a high pressure job.
It's particularly the host stand. The host, you think it's like, oh, it's just a little pretty girl, you know, trying to see everything. No, they have to manage everybody.
Time management. It's not just time management for yourself, but for 50 other people.
Yep. And then they have to manage the sharks, the wait staff.
They have to try.
I was talking to BG the other day, you know, it's like I told them, our wait staff, it's like when you walk in there, it's like you're, if you can't swim with the sharks, you're not going to make it.
And always some seating at the bar, too, that we'll try to get folks in on, if at all possible, BJ.
Yeah, absolutely. We always leave the bar open for those walk-ins. And sometimes we'll have up to 10 to 15 people standing around the bar waiting for tables. And that's absolutely fine. We'll serve you cocktails. And
yeah, we love that.
One of the advantages, though, sitting at the bar, Hector, is you can charge your phone while you're there.
Absolutely.
And you get a show. And
right.
Yeah,
a lot of people like to watch.
We have mixing up all sorts of things behind the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a winter cocktail list going right now that's just flying out. People are loving those drinks. And we're going to have a New Year's Eve special. Obviously, it's going to have some champagne happening with that. And we're also going to run a table service for champagne that evening.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're stocked and ready to go.
What do you have that you're going to partner with the quail on New Year's Eve?
I've got some definite good red wines going on. I've got a lot of new wine selection in there. And then, obviously, I think that the smoked pomegranate Old Fashioned would be an excellent choice for that particular
I was talking to an old-fashioned snob recently.
Yeah.
All throughout the place, and that's all that they drink. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that, yeah.
they do.
And they were telling me that the ones they've had in the Cedar Room rank up there with the best that they've ever had. This is an individual that's, I would say, in their 50s. So they've had a few drinks before.
I've heard that, and, you know, I'm very proud of the work that we do there. And those are my favorite kind of people because I love a challenge. We love a challenge, and we almost always deliver. So I'm just really happy with our bar staff and the selection that we're able to play around with and create for you guys. So
and some of the new things Amber's brought in as well is she's smoking a lot of the drinks.
Oh, how
so
cool.
She'll have cedar planks in front of her that she'll light on fire, put the glass over the top, let it smoke the glass, so you'll get that smoke smell and taste into your drinks. So that's something new she's been playing with quite a bit here lately, and the people are loving it.
Yeah.
And Trish, that's something unique too that you might find in a big place like a New York City, maybe a Denver, Omaha if you're lucky, but that kind of partners in with the Tomahawk for Two that you were doing with a little bit of engraving on the bone.
Right. Yeah, that was a fun experience. I'd seen that done before, but I had not done it before. And we set up our station, and I told him, it feels like a tattoo shop, like you're doing something. I got a couple of the kids to even try it. They were a little nervous. I said, come on and try it. They thought that was real cool, and I think the customers especially thought that was neat. We had one situation where a couple called in, and the engraving they wanted on theirs was their daughter's birthday and then the date that she passed.
Oh,
and so they were celebrating her life by coming in and doing that. And I went back and told the kids, I said, you're not just making food, you're changing lives here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not always just about the food. You're changing lives and you're giving people experiences. So
and a that celebration was really in that case, too.
Celebration, yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah.
And Hector, Amber hit on the wine a minute ago at the Cedar Room, and we focus a lot on the cocktails that they're able to mix up behind the bar because they're so unique, and rightfully so that we focus on that, but the wine selection at the Cedar Room is just, it's amazing.
You know, it keeps improving. Amber's been working very, very diligently with our vendors with the wine selections. It's not always about the Napa Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the surrounding areas that provide fantastic grapes. And so it has grown, and the variety that we're bringing in. We get a lot of big city people, and, you know, I think I mentioned last time we had a person that financed wineries. It's like, my gosh, for your establishment, your guys' wine list is phenomenal. You know, and I think a lot of people forget about that, but there's nights, Tristan, that it's a wine night.
Mm-hmm.
And just about everything we sell is wine, and then the other nights it's old fashions. It's weird that the public is very finicky, but it seems like it's like if somebody sees somebody with a wine glass, that's what they'll order.
You know,
if they have an old
starts
fashion,
to take off,
then I want that. You know, so it's kind of neat. I remember one time a customer, BJ, was walking out from the back because he loves that orange Fanta feel, so he had that walking to the dining hall, and he's like, I want that cocktail. It's like, it's pop.
That's alcoholic free. Coming right up.
We can do that too.
Yeah. Again, we have Amber, Trish, BJ, and Hector joining us from the Cedar Room. And BJ, one of the things that I personally love about the Cedar Room, as a disciple of Dave Ramsey and a guy that's on a budget, is it's a location that's so unique for a number of reasons. But one thing that I love as a consumer is if you want to go and spend a couple $100, you can easily do that at the Cedar Room. But I've been this quarter alone 3 or 4 times, and my bill's been under $30, and that's dining for two. And I also not only have supper, but then I have lunch with the leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that was, you know, when we first started this deal, we did a lot of research background to see what North Platte could absorb. We wanted to also bring a restaurant to North Platte, like we said, that was different and they've never seen. But our main focus was we wanted to be able to serve the general public and get everybody in there from your suit and tie to sometimes I even go in there in my sweatpants. I mean, we wanted everybody to be comfortable. We wanted everybody to be able to come in and have a great dining experience.
And it's so unique, too, because, for example, I stopped in when I was Christmas shopping a couple Saturdays ago. I was just in my jeans and sweatshirt and had a burger. But 2 weeks before that, I was there in a tie because I just finished presentation at a local event that had a lot of white coats in attendance, so I was dressed up. But and you see a lot of people that do that, like you said, sweatpants, jackets. Yeah. I mean, it's all sorts.
Yeah, and it's that was our whole idea. We wanted an establishment that you feel comfortable coming in, no matter what you're wearing, and we wanted you to feel like family when you walk in that front door. We really stress with our team; everybody is VIP, no matter
how they're dressed or what they drive in,
who
they are. You know, when we were doing our market analysis, you know, I told BJ we have a very captive audience thinking of just North Platte, you know, but we have an entire community that we would be missing in on I-80, right?
Right.
And most people driving on I-80 aren't in suit and ties.
No, you know? I wouldn't want to drive on I-80 in a suit and tie. Right.
And we have farmer ranchers, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted it to cater to them, you know, because they make up our community, they make up the prime product that we use in the beef is Nebraska beef. Mm-hmm. So they are our target audience. How do we best service them? How are we the voice to our cattlemen in the area by providing the best beef that we can?
And I was amazed a couple weeks ago, Trish. I stopped in, I think it was the day I was Christmas shopping, and I ordered a cheeseburger, and it was delicious, first of all, which was not surprising. But what was surprising is I thought that my bill was going to come out and it'd be, you know, a little over $20. Sure. It was about the same price as it would have been had I driven through a restaurant. Yeah. And the quality was clearly better. Right. That's what you're going to get at the Cedar Room, like Hector said.
Right.
But not just that. I gave my money to a local business that then in turn does a lot locally.
Yes.
And also had leftovers, too.
Yeah. Right, right.
You don't get that when you drive through.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of people do think that we're overpriced, especially for a lunch menu. But really, when you look at it, just to your point, if I go to McDonald's and pay, you know, $12 for a Big Mac or the meal, you know, for an extra couple of dollars, you have a CAB patty, double patty, real cheddar, really nice brioche buns, a healthy portion, healthy or unhealthy portion of fries.
But in all seriousness, too, that's a healthier option than driving through, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing's processed.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all fresh.
And it's real beef. We know that for sure. Yes. We don't know what some of the other places have. I'm not going to speculate. But at the Cedar Room, we do know what we're getting.
100% CAB product.
And it's almost like Trish knows what she's doing or something. She's done this before. I don't know.
It's amazing. She's amazing.
You know, and Trish was exactly the peg that we were looking for to complete our wheel. Because our kids, while they're very talented, we always call them kids because they're so young. I'm not sure why, but we call them kids.
It goes back to that family atmosphere that you got. That's where it comes from.
In the back of the kitchen, they're very talented. They just needed somebody to help hone that in. Mm-hmm. And Trish has really brought them on and really encouraged them. And they've really stepped above and beyond what we even thought and what they thought of themselves.
Yeah.
So really growing their confidence in the everyday they grow. So,
and one thing I've noticed about you too, Trish, is you kind of have the heart of an educator. Did you ever think about going into education?
No.
Really?
I believe me, she's in education.
You got the best of both worlds right now. You're in education, the back of the kitchen there.
Yeah, well, I'm doing what I love, so it's easy to teach.
And you're sharing your passion.
Absolutely. And it's their passion, too, or they would have been gone by now.
Yeah.
So it's fun to just draw these different things out of them, like I said, that they didn't even know they could do. And they're wowing themselves, and it's fun to sit back and watch that and just see the smile and see their eyes light up like, I can do that. I can do this. I can do that. That's really cool. And so, and we talk to them about building their portfolio and taking pictures of their food and having these experiences so that someday they can move on to something bigger and better if they choose and run their own kitchen. So they're getting an education as well. I don't know necessarily that it's me, but they're definitely getting an education there.
Sure. So. I made a mental note next time I saw you and asked about the carrots. Is it the are they glazed carrots?
They are.
Oh,
they are.
I had a handful of those and was like, oh my God.
Don't sleep on the carrots. They're worth it. They're so good.
Oh, I thought I made a mistake of getting a side order of fries after I had a couple of the carrots. Yeah,
everything's better with butter and brown sugar.
It's just true. Remember that come tax time.
Take your account and some glazed baby carrots. Yep, yep. Saying.
Or drown your sorrows.
There you go.
Plate full of carrots and then a big tall glass.
Then come talk to me.
Yeah. So the Cedar Room reservation still available for the New Year holiday. We have quail on the menu, full drink menu, but some special winter drinks that you mentioned a minute ago.
Yes, yes. The one I mentioned earlier, the smoked cedar pomegranate old fashioned is one, and that's very popular. Another is the sleigh ride, and that comes to the table. It's probably my favorite drink I've created as far as presentation wise. It's a beautiful cocktail.
The ladies love it.
It is very good, and it's just beautiful. And there's just we have a signature eggnog that is made there, and you know, if this doesn't work out, I've been, you know, people want to, like, start a business there. So come drink the eggnog. It's super good.
I'm not a fan of eggnog at all. Uh-huh. And I tried some of this, like, wow, what am I missing?
What has this been all my life?
Yeah, it's great.
It is. Know, yeah. If I do say so myself, it's definitely... it's not real thick. It's a very easy drinking. It's very good.
Everything at the Cedar Room, though, is very easy drinking.
I try my best.
I stopped in, what was that, like right before Christmas, I had to use your bathroom?
Yes, I remember
that. The hostess said, hi, how are you? And I said, I just need to use the bathroom really quick. Oh, okay, you know where it is? And I said, I do. Unfortunately, I do. And I come out of the bathroom, and I said, Merry Christmas, and I get stopped at the bar, BJ, and here, try a couple of these drinks.
Right.
Okay, since you're twisting my arm. And I had to ask, there's alcohol in these? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Can I get some to go?
You can, actually.
That's one positive that came out of the pandemic.
Right, it is. It definitely
absolutely.
Is.
That sleigh ride tastes like Hawaiian punch.
It's beautiful, but it's a pomegranate vodka, and it's just, I doctor it up with some lemon simple syrup, and it's very good. The pomegranate vodka is a seasonal vodka. It's not going to be around long, so I got as much in as I could because they're just flying out there. And I ordered two extra cases of it because I'm like, I'm not going to have this drink in a week, you know, if I don't. So it's a very popular cocktail, and it is beautiful. It looks very nice on the table. So
you know, and in regards to the alcohol too, Tristan, we move so much alcohol through there that a lot of our vendors or the vendors would give us first dibs on some of the hard to find stuff. So there are some bottles
some
up there.
Items.
Yeah, some unique items. There are several bottles up there that they're one of two or one of three in the state of Nebraska.
Wow.
So we move that much alcohol. Thank you, Northland.
Yes, thank you.
You know, so it's all an allocation basis. So, you know, a lot of people compliment on the selection of the bar that we have. And a lot of it is because of what we're able to sell and what these ladies are doing behind the bar.
So I'll put in a punch here. So something we're doing for New Year's Eve that we've never done. We're going to have a free Bananas Foster station for dessert.
Really?
So when I were talking about the alcohol here, what that is, it's a banana dessert, but it's made with a banana liqueur. So what they'll do, it's fun to watch when they're making it. They light it on fire.
Okay.
So you get to see the fire, the flames. It's fun to watch.
That's really cool.
We love fire at the Cedar Room. We love it. It's so fun. Torches.
So do the ranchers.
And Hector, if folks want to make a reservation for some time in the new year or try to get one in before the New Year's Eve holiday, how can they do so?
I highly recommend that they call in just because the night is packed, right? So even if they don't, if we're not able to, like I said, like BJ said, if they're not able to make a reservation, I highly encourage them to stop by. BJ, I'll let you with the numbers. I'm horrible with numbers.
You don't have to be good with numbers because BJ. Partnership that works.
Exactly. Our number down there is 308-532-4825.
CedarRoomNE.com for reservations in the new year too, right?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Well, guys, we sure appreciate the time. A happy new year to you.
Thank
and we
you.
Look yeah, forward to likewise. Continuing our partnership in the new calendar year.
Likewise.
Absolutely. Happy new year.
Yeah. Yeah. More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, thanks to local shelter insurance agents, Bo Witt,
Brent Rogo, and Pete Bowles.